It's Tuesday's Roundup, proudly brought to you by Added Touch Floral and Gifts. Because nothing says I'm sorry like flowers bigger than your mistake. And Julie Kieran State Farm, keeping you covered when life takes a left turn down a gravel road. And you know what Tuesday means. It's Quizzy Poo Day for Phil. Hank's got the questions, and you and Phil probably have the wrong answers. Together, we'll all wonder why we didn't study harder in fifth grade. So tune in for some laughs, a little nonsense, and just enough updates to make you sound smart at the coffee shop. Tuesday's Roundup, where fun is mandatory and the correct answers are optional.
Move them on. It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in.
Hey, there he is.
Hey, how are you doing, young man?
Yes, I'm all right, man.
You had the night off last night.
I did.
Well, good for you. Did you get any trouble? Did you get in trouble
or
anything like that? Because I haven't heard any John Denver this morning.
No, there's a lot to be said for, you know, maybe she felt sorry for me for once, you know, for my team's cruddy performance. What do you do? You know,
what do you do?
Walk around with your knuckles dragging like you do sometimes,
well,
you know,
and like all the time.
Yeah, right.
Getting excited for October 4th, though.
October 4th.
Oh,
is
my goodness!
So many things going on next weekend. There are a lot this weekend too.
But I'm just saying, it's a special kind of
October 4th.
Yeah.
What's
isn't
going
that
on?
A Saturday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is it? Your
it's
birthday?
It's the mule jump.
It's the what?
The mule jump.
The mule jump. Oh, yeah. Well, absolutely.
I don't know if ESPN 16 is going to be down there.
I don't know. Are you going down to Pea Ridge fly into the...
No.
Fly out of Sexsmith International into Pea Ridge.
Yeah, fly into the mule jump.
Yep.
Yeah. Does Pea Ridge even have an airport?
Woo-hoo! I don't know.
Oh, somebody happened. I don't know.
I don't
somebody.
Know. Excuse you.
Yeah.
So, yeah, what's going on?
Oh, that was a... Oh, that's an email, Phil. Do you want to hear it?
No. Probably
it says funny stuff.
Okay.
That's from Adam Hess.
Okay.
Funny stuff.
Funny
stuff. Talk about funny. That's funny.
Adam Hess. Yeah, that is.
And
he's
looking.
Awake. He's awake.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Anyway. So, no. Yeah, lots of things going on this weekend, next weekend. Mm-hmm. Hey, and if you haven't had time to go to Chicken Ridge Farms, you need to head there. It's a great time.
I've heard they've strengthened their corn maze this year, too.
It's the Bubble Barn. And I tell you, you need to go.
Should be fun.
I got kicked out of there 3 times. I don't know.
Did you?
Yeah. My name was Phil, Bo, and Joanne at the time.
Right. which was your last name? Phil, Bo, Joanne?
Phil. My name is Phil Krulots.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Bo Knee.
Yeah, there you go. Boney. Sounds like you better go to the hospital.
Boney.
Yeah, absolutely.
But anyway, hey, guess what today is?
It's Quizzy Poo Day. What's the Quizzy Poo on today?
Hey, where are you going tonight?
Ithaca. I had to think about it.
It's a long drive for you.
It is. Hopefully, I don't get lost.
Yeah. If you need help, don't call me.
Hopefully, I have enough gas.
My night last night, I was going to go cheat the kids at North Crawford.
Yeah, what happened?
Well, I get there, and oh, behold, did the thunder and the rains come down.
Oh.
Yeah, so we called it about 5:10.
It looked like it was kind of stormy that direction.
It was not pretty, so. But Henry got paid.
Oh, it's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, at least Henry got paid. That's good. So you can get some ramen noodles this week. And,
only or whatever you want.
Sure. Yesterday was so
it was weird.
Here it comes. Yeah. And we never had, basically we had 0.05, and I think we got that in that one stretch in the morning. That was
I got a lot of rain.
Did you?
Yes, I did. So. But so anyway, Quizzy Poo numbers 1 through 10. Philip,
what's the subject?
It's all over stuff, buddy. So, all
right.
But there's 10 of them, and there's multiple choice in this one. So it's weird.
I got a fighting chance. Mm-hmm.
All right. Who was the highest paid singer to perform at Woodstock? Was it A. Jimi Hendrix, B. Creedence Clearwater, or C. Blood, Sweat, and Tears?
All right.
Number 2, who was the lowest paid singer at Woodstock? Was it Quill, Keith Hardy Band, or Santana?
Wow.
All right, number 3, who was the last singer at Woodstock? Do you know that?
I think so.
Is it The Who, Janis Joplin, or Jimi Hendrix? All right, number 4. The lighter, this true or false, the lighter was invented before the match.
All right.
A New York man, number five, a New York man was arrested for having seven live sharks in his basement in a pool. True or false?
Wow. Oh, man.
The first swivel chair was invented by A. Ben Franklin, B. Al Capone, or C. Thomas Jefferson.
That's quite a mix of people
it
right
is.
There.
It is.
All right.
Who?
Go ahead.
Who was the Sports Illustrated's first sportsman of the year in 1952? Do you know this one?
I think so.
Is it Pat McCormick, Jerome Biffle, or Roger Bannister?
Okay.
All right. What number are we on, buddy? Eight?
Eight.
What is the oldest championship in North American professional sports? Is it A, ping pong, B, hockey, or C, baseball? Number nine. What is the only animal that has two kneecaps on each knee? This is like a leftover quiz from all that.
Phil? I don't know.
Is it A, aardvark?
Aardvark, okay.
B, ostrich, or C, giraffe? I got him. All right. Number 10.
All right.
What is the only domesticated animal not mentioned in the Bible? Is it A, cat, B, ferret, or C, frog?
All right.
Oh, what'd you get?
Is that 10 already?
Yeah, that's 10.
Okay. Let me see. Okay, I'm going to say I've got 7 right.
Ooh, you're going on a limb. 7. Today,
yeah. Right. Yeah, the Woodstock questions, I've got...
You pretty much nailed, didn't you?
Well, no, I've got 2 of them for sure. The one, I may change my answer, but I don't know. we'll wait and see.
All right.
When the time arises. Okay, go ahead.
Number one, the highest paid singer to perform at Woodstock is who?
Jimi Hendrix
is correct. $18,000, equivalent today for about $125,000.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was the closer.
Blood, Sweat, and Tears were number 2 at $15,000. And Creedence Clearwater Revival at $10,000.
Okay. All right. They all had hits.
Yep. Who was the lowest paid singer at Woodstock?
I wrote down Quill.
That is correct. $375.
All right. Yeah. So, they were kind of an unknown band. The other one that I had contemplated was Santana because they were totally unknown. Nobody had ever heard of them.
Yeah, $750 they got.
Yeah.
So did Quill ever make it?
No.
Okay.
No,
no wonder.
They may have had one album. I think.
Is that the one you were missing that you thought you missed?
That was the one I thought. I was going to change it to Santana because I knew that nobody knew of them, but I figured it was Quill.
Who was the last singer at Woodstock?
Jimi Hendrix.
It was.
Played the Star Spangled Banner and called it a night. It was like Monday morning at 9 o'clock and almost everybody had left by then because it was a...
There's some really interesting reads about who cleaned up the property, how much did the property...
It was a mess.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. But they actually had volunteers to clean it up.
Max Yasker's farm.
Yes.
Yeah, he rented out his dairy farm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they pretty much plowed the whole 600 acres or whatever it was.
Was the lighter invented before the match, Phil?
I would say it was.
It is.
Woo-hoo!
It is.
Hey, baby, 4 for 4.
A New York man was arrested for having 7 live sharks in his basement pool.
That's got to be true.
It is true.
Woo-hoo-hoo!
Yeah. The first swivel chair was invented by who? Ben Franklin, Al Capone, or Thomas Jefferson?
Well, I changed my answer on this one. I'm going with Thomas Jefferson.
It is.
All right.
Here's the backstory of Tom. Real quickly, the backstory of Thomas Jefferson inventing the swivel chair was invented while he was doing the Declaration of Independence because he was tired of getting up.
Oh.
So he would, because he could just swivel back and forth.
I see.
Yeah, so very interesting read on that.
Yeah.
Who was the Sports Illustrated first sportsman of the year in 1952?
Well, I believe it was the guy who cracked the 4-minute mile. Roger Bannister.
That is correct. The first sub 4-minute mile.
Woo!
Yep. The oldest championship in North American professional sports, Phil. Ping pong, hockey, or baseball?
I'm going with hockey. Wrong?
No, it's right.
Is it right? Yeah.
And you notice I said North America, not the United States.
Yes, right, because Canada would have had it.
That's
sure.
correct.
Yep.
What is the only animal that has two kneecaps on each knee, Phil? It's an aardvark, is it ostrich, or a giraffe?
And I think I may have had this one before somewhere along the line with maybe past Quizmaster Ronnie, but I think I'm going to go with giraffe.
Nope, you're wrong.
Am I? Yeah, no. What?
It's an ostrich.
Oh! If I had it before, I didn't.
No, you still got it.
Didn't process.
That's going back on the test for next
year. Oh, boy.
Yes.
Eight in a row.
What is the only domesticated animal not mentioned in the Bible, Phil?
Frog?
A cat.
Well, what?
It's a cat.
I wrote C. What was C?
Frog.
Yeah. That's what I wrote.
Yeah, it's a cat.
Oh, oh man. What do you do? Two wrong.
I'm sorry.
I had such a lot of promise there.
Yeah, you did.
Eight in a row.
Not bad. I honestly thought you had 100.
Eight.
I really did.
Eight. Well, you know. Yeah, so, what do you do, man? What do you do? It's not going on the fridge.
Some of these questions came from the gym, like the Woodstock questions.
Yeah, I could take more of those. I know.
You like that, don't
I know
you?
A lot about that. But otherwise, I'm kind of up in the air. The kneecap thing, and I'll try to remember that the next time you bring it back.
Yeah, the ostrich. Because I thought it was a giraffe. I really did at first.
Yeah, I was going,
that's a giraffe. Because sometimes I just look up these things and try to answer myself.
Ostrich would have been my second choice, though.
Really, really?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. But that doesn't count.
But Phil, kneecaps.
Mm-hmm. Kneecaps, yeah.
Because you actually have three kneecaps.
I do.
Phil, three knees.
Yep. And a hip and a half. Or one hip and a half.
Or two and a half hips.
Yeah, two and a half.
Are you feeling better, though, with your hip?
I'm all right. When I get up and walk now, the first step hurts.
Mm-hmm.
And then the rest are good.
Right.
It's like I need to get warmed up.
Right,
so
I see.
I get up and try to do squats before I actually get moving if I can.
Are there any way that we could put like a grease shirt in there?
That would help, I think. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that would help you.
I thought about that, yeah.
WD-40 or something. Yeah,
yeah, right, like, there.
You wouldn't have to hurt.
I'll have to ask my doctor about that.
Yeah, try not to. Have a great day. You know what? Be kind.
That's Hank Bray.